This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Love, it can be a wonderful thing. It can also be a very dangerous thing, depending on who you're sharing that love with. In this pod, we're going to delve into the strange and mysterious phenomenon that's captured the attention of many around the world. It's a phenomenon that raises questions about human behavior, love, and obsession. We're talking about women who are attracted to alleged murderers, specifically the attraction we've been hearing about and letters we've been seeing. Directed at Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in that brutal stabbing spree. A man who faces a death penalty if convicted, and yet despite the horrific nature of his alleged crimes, there's a small but active following of women who are drawn to him, some of whom have even written him love letters. Let's start with a young woman who calls herself Jane Doe. She's a single mother from Kentucky. She's written dozens of love letters, notes to the accused killer. I'm a psychopath, and I am drawn to dark triad personalities, she claims. She goes on to describe Koberger as her divine masculine, and she's not alone. There's a Facebook group called Justice for Brian Koberger with over 3,000 members, and a Reddit group, Brynation. Both created just days after his arrest, these women are drawn to the dark and dangerous, and they believe that Brian Koberger is innocent. But why? That is the question. Why would anyone be attracted to a man who's been accused of such horrific crimes? Well, the answer may lie in a condition. It's called hybristophilia. It's a sexual interest in and attraction to those who commit crimes. It is a rare condition, but it has been documented throughout history. More on that in just a bit. So what can be done for these women who are drawn to the darkest and most dangerous parts of humanity? Now, the answer is complicated. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. Some may benefit from therapy and counseling, while others may need a more intensive treatment. Hybristophilia, it's a condition that has confused and captivated, confounded psychologists for years. At its core, hybristophilia is a form of psychopathy. Those who suffer from it are often drawn to individuals who exhibit traits associated with the dark triad. Psychopathy, Machiavellianism, and narcissism. These individuals tend to be charming, manipulative, lacking in empathy, which can be a powerful and alluring combination for some. It is believed that the relative safety of a long-distance relationship with a criminal can be a major factor in the development of hybristophilia because the individual is incarcerated. There's no immediate danger from them, yet the thrill of communicating with a notorious criminal, to some, it's intoxicating. There's also the idea of infamy by association. For some, being in a relationship with a notorious criminal can give them some sense of power and notoriety if they're living a life on the edge and in the public eye. Some of the most notorious criminals have scores of fans and admirers. Take, for instance, Ted Bundy, the charming and handsome serial killer who was convicted of 30 counts of murder in the 1970s. Despite his horrific crimes, he received hundreds of letters from women while on death row, which express love and admiration for him. And there's Charles Manson, the cult leader who was behind the notorious Tate LaBianca murders in 1969. He too had numbers of female fans who were drawn to his charisma and anti-establishment beliefs. And more recently, there's the El Chapo, former head of the Sinaloa cartel, who was convicted of drug trafficking, money laundering, and murder. Despite being one of the most wanted men in the world, he had a number of female admirers who wrote to him in prison expressing their love and admiration. So what could possibly drive someone to be attracted to someone who has committed such atrocities? Criminal profiler and psychotherapist John Kelly believes that for some people, the appeal of hybristophilia is the long distance and relative safety that comes with a relationship with someone who's incarcerated, saying it's really safe. They don't have to have that up close and personal relationship. It's all the good or dark good of an emotional relationship without the dangers of the bad. How does one fall into this? How does one develop this? It's not well understood. Some experts believe it may be linked to a combination of psychological and sociological factors. Individuals with it may have a history of trauma, abuse, or neglect, which may contribute to their attraction to individuals who have committed violent crimes. And they also have a strong desire for attention, power, control, again, which they can believe comes with having contact with an individual like that. Other societal factors, such as media exposure, can play a role in the development of this. Media oftentimes glamorizes and romanticizes the lives of criminals, which can contribute to the perception of individuals as being attractive and desirable. Maybe not necessarily in a case of Brian Koberger as it goes on, but if we look historically at mob figures and such, you can understand where that comes from. But what about its dangers? From the infamous Ted Bundy, who received countless love letters from admirers while on death row, to Charles Manson, who had that following of devoted women, it can be dangerous. For one, those who are drawn to dangerous criminals often are putting themselves in harm's way. They may become enablers, allowing the criminal to continue their behavior, even encouraging it if that criminal is not already behind bars. They may also become victims themselves, caught in the web of the criminal's manipulation and deceit. Furthermore, it can lead to a distorted view of reality. Those with hybristophilia may see themselves as a victim rather than acknowledging the harm they've caused to others. They can create a cycle of violence as the attraction only grows stronger with each new crime committed. So what can be done to help those with this? Unfortunately, being as complex of an issue as it is, it requires professional help. Psychologists and mental health professionals can provide support and treatment, helping those with the condition to understand the dangers of their attraction and how to help them break free from that. But until then, it's out there. We must remain vigilant, aware of the dangers of hybristophilia, the potential consequences it can bring, those that exhibit signs of it. For as long as we've seen throughout history, this dangerous attraction can have far-reaching consequences, not only for those with the condition, but for society as a whole.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Such a bizarre thing that goes through people's minds. Same way we can't understand how some of these killers do these things. It's almost impossible unless you have that condition to understand how one could be feeling that way towards a deplorable human being. You got a thought on that? You can let us know. 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537, our phone number to weigh in and share your thoughts. We would love to hear them. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyVPod. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our stories, breaking updates, and discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here.